Now, let's move over to Maryland. Tributaries are still providing some fun catfish white perch, and now the snakeheads are back at it. Snakeheads, again, folks, white is a great bait, and frogs are a great bait, keeping them right on top of those lily pads and grass beds. The rockfish and trout are great targets as well right now, especially in the shallows early in the morning or late in the evening. However, cow-nose rays are starting to show up in huge numbers, and they're a nuisance, right? And you've got to be prepared for that, and you've got to pay close attention, especially when you have children fishing with you, because those rays will grab that bait and run, and you don't want that rod going in the water. So keep that in mind when out there fishing. Crabbing, like I said, has gotten better, and it seems like the ideal depth is 8 to 12 foot. And I think that you could definitely go out and catch yourself a bushel of crabs in the neighborhood of 4 hours or so.
Not bad. Captain Dave, that reminds me, I'm so excited to get the family out on a crabbing trip with you. And, you know, I've been telling some of my other family about it, and their schedule is a little bit further out, and I know you guys book quickly. How far out do you do crabbing into the season?
Yeah, so we go really up until early October, and the crabbing continues to be good through October, but at that point we are so focused on our hunting that we have to shut down our crabbing and fishing. But really, through the summer is ideal for us.
So make sure if you want to do that, get to nanticokeoutfitters.com so you don't miss out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, the crabbing, it's always fun. And I just had a family from Toledo, Ohio that came to Ocean City, have never been crabbing before, obviously, because they're in Toledo, Ohio. And they learned so much. They had a blast. They went home with about probably 15, 16 crabs, and they really enjoyed it. They were able to steam them in the house they were staying in, and they said it was one of the best meals of their trip. So I love hearing those stories from our customers. Now, speaking of Ocean City, the surf fishing, like we said, that's going to get better this week. Starting today, it's going to get better. The boat traffic will be very heavy this weekend and probably through Monday, Tuesday. So keep that in mind when you go down there to fish. That boat traffic will impact two things, water clarity as well as boat wakes as you're trying to fish in your own boat. You got to keep that in mind because some of the hot spots are actually in the channels. Now, the striped bass and the bluefish, they're still being caught at the Route 50 bridge. That hasn't really changed. The best flounder fishing, though, is really out at the wrecks and the reefs. So you kind of have to go offshore a little bit for some of the best flounder opportunities. Sea bass fishing out there is still good, but we're starting to catch more short fish as opposed to keepers. But I'll tell you, this morning, smooth as glass out there. I was excited to see that wind finally dying down. So I think we'll see more and more folks coming out to the ocean side of things. Now, the cow-nose rays in Ocean City, again, they are such a nuisance, but you can turn it into a fun trip. I actually had the Horan family from Boston, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old young boy. Neither have had the opportunity to fish in Ocean City, much less catch a cow-nose rays. Both boys caught beautiful big cow-nose rays, and I'm going to post those pictures with the full report on the Nanticoke website later today.
Love that. What a great experience and great memories to be made when you're visiting the shore for the week. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I tell you, I say this all the time. Yes, we're fishing, but honestly, it's more about the experience and making those memories, and it's happy. I'm happy to see them enjoy it like that. So, in wrapping up, some upcoming events you might want to check out. Ocean City Marlin Club Canyon Kickoffs starts this weekend, and the Mid-Atlantic Cup Blue Marlin Tournament is on July 4th. They have it every year on July 4th, and it's always fun to see those boats coming back into Ocean City, and they'll be at the Sunset Marina, I believe, at 4:30 on July 4th as they come back in with their reports and their weigh-ins.
Fantastic. Well, I know that'll be a sight to see. If you've never seen a blue marlin, aside from, you know, maybe on a museum wall or on television, you certainly might want to check that out.
Yes, that's right, Gary. And I tell you, that wraps things up for today. And I appreciate you following along. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.